Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Outbreak podcast. We still haven't come up with a name. With me is a lovely Ferrari and our very annoying producer that's covered in fur that is showing me the cat's ass.
This podcast is the cat's ass.
That's right.
Just wait until we get video once we move to Buffalo.
Yes. All right, that being said.
Happy WrestleMania weekend.
Yes.
Happy Eclipse. Well, it happens on Monday.
You know what? Maybe we will talk about that in a little bit, too.
Happy birthday!
I'm turning 49.
And three quarters.
Next year, I'm turning 50. Next year, we'll make a bigger deal about it. Next year, I'm turning 50. Next year, we'll have a bigger deal about it. We probably will be on a cruise. And who knows? Maybe we'll do a live podcast from the cruise at that point. Maybe we'll do a live podcast. You know what would be great is if we can get Patrick there, too.
On a cruise? That is going to be quite a feat.
No, Patrick would go on a cruise. He already said he would go on a cruise with us. But getting him on the podcast, I think, would be kind of cool.
Oh, yeah, having him on the podcast.
For those that don't know, Patrick is the one that created the entrance music that I use for the last, like, 4 or 5 years of my career. Patrick's a great friend of ours. He used to work for Carnival. He worked for Holland. He also was one of the musicians on when Flashdance Musical was touring. He's done a lot of stuff. The guy's a great musician. He's a great guy. Awesome friend. Not real big fan of the cruises lately, but he did say he would make an exception for me because he's really good friends with both Ferrari and I. He's somebody that it really sucks he lives in Vegas right now because gives us an excuse to go out to Vegas, along with UFC, but it gives us an excuse to go out to Vegas. Really great guy. Great friend of ours. Actually, if you want to find him, he's got a fan page on Facebook. Go check out. His name's Patrick Duffy.
Not the actor.
But he's a great musician. Great guy. Does some really funny piano work. But he's a serious musician as well. Also... go out. Yeah, we're just throwing shoutouts everywhere. You know what? Here's another thing, too. If you're into ghost hunting, I think we mentioned this before. Go check out, just type in overnight YouTube.
Yeah, we talked about it on the last one. But yeah, I mean, it's, they're just get better and better.
Yeah. Yeah, as time goes on and they get more tools and more toys.
And they both are becoming more sensitive to it. More empathic. Corey, you can tell, has always been, but just didn't know how to channel it. But now,
even Elton
is becoming more and more empathic and can feel things. And, you know, so, and I still think that the videos of the two of them together,
you get more,
are the best, like, evidence. But I mean, actually, this last Haunted Homies podcast, the beginning of it was hilarious. Elton talking about having to edit footage of Corey and Matt together and how, like, he gets frustrated for the ghosts because they are misinterpreting so many things.
It's funny. If you type, you know, Haunted Homies or Overnight or TFIL, any of those will take you to it. It's not just paranormal stuff. If you're looking for comedy stuff, the Haunted Homies podcast with Matt Rife, those are really funny, too. Matter of fact, those are hilarious. And that's what we watched last night, too. Also, go check out smellfear.com for all of your candle needs. If you know, you know. If not, I'm not going to repeat the whole thing.
YOLO.
Yeah, just...
yeet.
You know what? Go check out
Mark Mandrake on Fleek.
Yeah. I can only push so many things. This weekend is UFC Vegas 90.
I'm not watching it.
But UFC does have a card.
Do they? Because got canceled.
A bunch of people
didn't make weight.
Yes, I'm getting there.
I'm not even drinking. This is water.
So. I know. All right.
I'm tired. I haven't had enough sleep.
The main event, The main event of the card is Brendan Allen versus Chris Curtis. They
No,
both
I'm just kidding. I picked Chris Curtis. Actually, I picked both of them, I
they
think.
both made weight. The co-main is Alexander Hernandez versus Damon Jackson. Alexander Hernandez had the biggest weight miss of the day. He weighed in at 150 pounds. Keep in mind,
What was he supposed to be?
145, 146 with the 1 pound weight allowance because it's non-title.
Fatty.
So he technically was 4 pounds over the limit. So he did take the extra hour or 2 hours. He dropped 2.5 pounds, but he still was over the limit.
Well, at least he didn't gain like
Well,
the
yeah, true. At 147.5. So the fight is still going to go on as scheduled, but Hernandez is going to forfeit 20% of his purse. Cynthia Cavillo missed weight for the third time in her UFC career, coming in at 119 pounds.
last week. You're in
Three
trouble now.
pounds over the limit for a strawweight fight with Pierre Rodriguez. Following her latest weight miss, Cavillo's fight against Rodriguez was canceled and pulled from the card. I'm not sure the exact reason why. It might be because it was her third time of missing weight. It also could be because Rodriguez didn't agree to the fight, because of the weight miss. It could have been either. I'm not sure which one. The opening bout on the prelim card saw both fighters miss weight as well, with Melissa Mullins weighing in at 138 and Nora Cornoli weighing in at 138.5 for the bantamweight matchup. So they were supposed to be 135. The rest of the fighters made weight. I gotta say, this many fighters missing weight though is definitely unusual. I'm choosing not to watch the card, at least not this weekend. I might watch it this week. It's just, it's not. I had to weigh out what do we want to do? Watch WrestleMania or watch the card? And I'm looking at this card,
WrestleMania.
and yeah, Brendan Allen versus Chris Curtis, Alexander Hernandez versus Damon Jackson. The Cynthia Cavillo fight, I definitely was interested in, but I actually would not be surprised if she's let go this week. Trevor Peak versus Charlie Campbell. The prelim card starts at 3. You got Court McGee versus Alex Morano. Should be a really good fight. Norma Dumont versus Jermaine Randamie, who's making a return. That fight actually should be very interesting. I'd be interested to see that. Dan Argueta versus Jean Masumoto. But again, overall, it's really not all that impressive of a card to me. It's not enough to make me miss WrestleMania. I will say we are missing the Hall of Fame tonight.
The WWE Hall of Fame.
Yeah, the WWE Hall of Fame. We'll switch to wrestling now, guys. Because quite honestly, with it being my birthday tomorrow, I Ferrari was nice enough to get me the Bob Marley One Love movie, which I absolutely love. So we're gonna be watching that
Well,
movie.
you don't know if you love it. You're just assuming you're gonna love
Okay,
it.
it's a Bob Marley movie, and what I've seen of it looks amazing. So, I again, here's the thing. I also might be the harshest critic of it too,
But
because
the friends and family of Bob Marley love it,
yeah,
so.
so I assume I'm gonna love the movie because I'm such a huge Bob Marley fan. But I've also watched so many, huh?
Sorry, I'm harassing the cat.
Oh.
You missed it a few minutes ago when she yawned and I stuck my finger in her mouth and she bit me, and then she looked at me like it was like, what just happened?
But to go down to the Hall of Fame, the WWE Hall of Fame, Muhammad Ali's being inducted. I don't know who's inducting him. Obviously, he passed away. He's not going to be able to accept. The US Express, which is Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham, are being inducted. I don't know who's inducting them. Leah Maivia, which I believe is his grandmother,
Yeah.
is being inducted by The Rock. Thunderbolt Patterson is being posthumously inducted. Bonacano is being inducted by Medusa, and Paul Heyman is being inducted by Roman Reigns. Now, first off, everybody on this list deserves to be in the Hall of Fame. Every single one, including Muhammad Ali. That being said, it being in Philly being the birthplace of you of ECW,
ECW, yeah.
the fact that Paul Heyman was the guiding light for ECW once he pretty much took it over or stole, depending how you look at it, from Todd Gordon, and Eddie Gilbert. The fact that you don't have an ECW guy inducting Paul Heyman, even if it was somebody like Tommy Dreamer,
Which would probably make the most sense, but
honestly, it would. Yeah, I to be fair, Tommy Dreamer would make the most sense for a number of reasons. One, he wouldn't have had a career if it wasn't for Paul Heyman. And two, he's on friendly terms with WWE. You know,
yeah.
a lot of the other guys have either passed away or not necessarily on friendly terms with Paul Heyman. But Tommy Dreamer was also one of the most loyal to Paul Heyman when Paul Heyman couldn't pay these guys. I don't have a problem with Roman Reigns. Where I have the problem is Roman Reigns inducting Paul Heyman when it's going to be mostly an ECW type crowd.
Yeah.
I totally expect Reigns to get booed off that stage.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
It's a Philly crowd. I
there
expect
is
them to
the
be pissed.
possibility that they actually do bring out some ECW guys. I'm sure there at least Tommy Dreamer is going to be there watching,
I expect him, the Dudley Boys. I mean, there are a number of ECW guys I expect to be there.
Yeah.
But to not have an ECW guy induct Paul Heyman, to me, I have an issue with that. And that's sad because, again, Roman Reigns is part of the Anoa'i family. I have no issue with The Rock inducting Lia Maivia
Neither.
whatsoever. I have no idea who's inducting Mike Rotunda and Barry Windham. I'm gonna take a guess and say it's gonna be Bo Dallas.
That's who I would say. Yeah, I have some comments because we had said this before we started recording that it seems like especially over the last few years, the Hall of Fame ceremony has been kind of more to further storylines
I agree.
than really about the history, but there's also been some really cool moments.
Yes.
So we'll have to see how it goes. You had also mentioned before we started recording, how could you not induct Bray Wyatt
Yes.
when he's eligible? But now knowing that the US Express is being inducted this year, that is like when we watch the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and we're like, hey, this person's not in, but you can't really induct this person without inducting the band that inspired them. So you can't really, I mean, you could, but I would expect maybe next year they would have Bray Wyatt because it makes more sense to induct Rotunda and Windham first
I mean,
and I'm sure they're gonna mention something about
and
him, you
I mean,
know.
I'm biased. I was friends with Bray, so
Right.
I will openly admit I am biased about that. I personally think he should have been in. To be fair, I think US Express should have been inducted years ago. Just like I think as a tag team, they should have put in Iron Sheik and Nikolai Volkoff. As a kid, watching both of those teams feud was a highlight, So it is what it is. We will probably watch it sometime this week, but we're not going to watch it live. And then WrestleMania is tomorrow and Sunday. I know everybody's used to sorry, I know everybody's used to pay-per-view starting at 8. Actually, WrestleMania starts at 7 p.m. on both nights, and the pre-show actually starts at 5. The cards actually look really good. I really wish I could get this off my screen. Thank you. Actually, though,
pop-up ads.
Before we even get to the card, something really interesting, and I'll let you add what you pointed out, too.
Oh, that I read online?
Yes, but...
Well, the funny one of, like, lightning strikes the Statue of Liberty. There's an earthquake in the tri-state area. The eclipse is Monday. Maybe the Ghostbusters marketing is a little too much this weekend.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, it was a 4.5 earthquake that was centered in New Jersey. I guess it was felt, at least the tagline on CBS News, noted Philadelphia. So I'm wondering if that was where it was felt hardest, because you don't necessarily always feel it hardest at the epicenter.
I just know that I saw a lot of people from New York City, but maybe it's just who I follow on social media who were saying, like, oh, there was an earthquake in New York City. We thought a big truck just rumbled by, you know?
Well, in a 4.5 earthquake, I mean, no, it's not large compared to California, but a 4.5 earthquake for that area is large, you know? So my hope is that there was no, because I was able to catch a look at the set reveal that you could find on YouTube. The WrestleMania 40 set, I think, looks pretty decent. I mean, I think some of the ones they've had in the past, like the roller coaster and stuff, were a little bit more flashy, I guess. But as far as the stage goes, I mean, it looks huge. I mean, it looks really cool. It looks huge. My hope is there was no damage done to the stage, or they have like a tarp over the ring, like set over the ring, high above the ring. My hope is there was no damage done to the set at all. With a 4.5, they're probably okay. With a set like that, and with what they've learned from pyro mistakes and stuff in the past, WWE's really good with making sure their rigging is top-notch. So I have to think that it's going to be fine. So again, pre-show starts at 5, I believe. Last I checked, Peacock. Main card starts at 7. Both on Saturday and Sunday. It's going to stream live on Peacock in the U.S., WWE Network, everywhere else. The first night, now, and this is notable because you're going to see a couple people wrestling on both nights. So that's very notable in itself. On the first night, I'm going to go from bottom up from what the card is expected to be. This may not be the order, but this is what it's expected to be. Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar versus Dominic Mysterio. Bianca Belair versus Naomi. Oh, I'm sorry.
Bianca Belair, Naomi and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control. There's a lot of team ups and stuff. There's tag team matches and six-person matches, and six-pack matches, and they're trying to give as many people a spot on the card as possible.
Yes. Six-pack tag team ladder match for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship, Damian Priest and Finn Balor, versus R-Truth and Miz, versus Tommaso Ciampa and Johnny Gargano, versus Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods, versus Austin Theory and Grayson Waller, versus Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate. And I can tell you right now, no matter how talented everybody in this match is, this has shit show written all over it. Or clusterfuck. Sorry, when you got that many people, I don't care how talented they are, that has clusterfuck written all over it.
Yeah.
I will be really impressed if this match turns out to be really good. I would hope, and I doubt it's going to be the case, I would hope it would be an elimination type match. I don't think it's going to be, though, because there are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, there's 7 matches on night 1, and you know that some of these matches they're going to put 20 minutes to a half an hour time limit on. That ladder match I can see easily lasting 30 minutes, easily, if not longer. Oh, actually, we should probably say, I mean, I well,
What?
let's back up. As far as the first match, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Santos Escobar and Dominic Mysterio, who do you think is going to win?
I think there's a pool on DraftKings. I think I picked Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee.
Is there? Oh, I'm about
It
to.
just, yeah, you gotta, I think it just, they just made it today when the card got finalized.
I agree. I think Rey Mysterio versus Dragon Lee will win. It wouldn't surprise me if this leads up to Rey Mysterio and Dominic Mysterio against each other for SummerSlam, and that's where you see Rey Mysterio retire. That's what I would. That's how I would book it, but that's just me. I would not have Rey Mysterio go out on a tag match unless physically he's not going to be able to recover from an injury or something. Then yes, I would have him retire and go out that way. As far as Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control, I see Damage Control disintegrating.
I think that they're gonna put over just because it's Bianca, Naomi, and Jade. I think they want to push them.
I agree. As far as the six-pack ladder match, honestly,
Who did I pick?
I would like to see R-Truth and Miz with it, but I don't think they're going to get it.
Who's Team DIY or something?
I think that's Pete Dunne and Tyler Bate, I think.
Okay. I don't know the names of it
It's
yet.
either them or it's Ciampa and Gargano.
We really haven't paid attention. I would love to see Truth and Miz win because I remember I didn't even know they were tagging, and then like a couple of weeks ago, I was like, "What?" I'm
No, I
like,
would love to see them get the title, even if it's only for like a
The
month.
only other thing I could see as a feel good is if Big E comes out and Kofi and Xavier win,
Yes, which I would be totally cool with that anyway. Again, money wise, I mean, yeah, don't get me wrong. Damian Priest and Finn Balor with Judgment Day, they're making a lot of money. But again, if you could inject some magic back into New Day, New Day was for the longest time one of the top merch sellers. I realize a lot of people hated New Day. As far as traditional wrestlers, I'm not even going to name some of the old time wrestlers that hated them, but there are some old time wrestlers that hated New Day. But when it came down to it, they put ass in seats and they made money. I would have no problem seeing them with the title, but I think it's more likely to see Ciampa and Gargano with the title.
That's,
I think it's time that you
I
give
really
them the
don't
title
think
to.
there's a bad
No.
outcome to this match.
No, I mean, I don't want to see Austin Theory and Grayson Waller just because I think they're annoying as hell, but
I like Grayson Waller, but it might just be because I like Australians. Austin Theory, I could give two shits about.
I mean, again, it seems like since McMahon totally got involved with that scandal, any fuel that was behind Austin Theory just seemed to drop off. So, which sucks for him. I mean, I don't know if that had anything to do with it, but if it did, wrong place, wrong time. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Honestly,
I
I
can't
don't care.
remember who's the good guy or the bad
I don't care who wins. What I would like to see out of this, and this has been rumored to happen, is Rikishi to actually come out and have Jimmy and Jay at the end of their match mend fences and become a tag team again and walk to the back with Rikishi, who's her father. That would be an awesome feel-good moment with that. Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental Championship. While I would love to see Sami Zayn win, I don't see Gunther losing.
Yeah.
He's held the title for too long, and he's been too dominant. I just don't see that happening. Becky Lynch versus Rhea Ripley for the Women's World Championship. It would not surprise me if Becky Lynch wins.
Right. But I could also see Rhea retaining. You
Yeah.
know, I could see it going either way.
I agree. That's really hard to call because, again, there's a lot that you can do on either
Yeah.
side. And, again, no matter who wins or loses, nobody's really going to lose any momentum. And then you have the main event, which is The Rock versus and Roman Reigns versus Cody Rhodes and Seth freaking Rollins. I do not see The Rock and Reigns going under. I just don't see it happening. I don't see The Rock coming in and losing.
Isn't this where everybody thinks The Rock's gonna turn on Roman, though?
It's possible. It's possible. Especially because there's a lot of rumors that Reigns is going to take some extended time off after this weekend. I don't think he's going to turn on this match. Okay, look. This is how I see this happening. If The Rock and Reigns are going to lose, what's going to happen is Reigns will end up losing it. And The Rock's going to blame him. And where he'll turn on Reigns will be on night two. That's where I think you're going to see that happen. If they do it that way. So night two, you have Bobby Lashley and the Street Profits for his final testament in a
Who?
six. I have no idea. In a six-man tag team Philadelphia street fight.
I like the Street Profits. Are they back together? Didn't they break up? Do I know what I'm talking about?
I don't think they broke up. I think they just kind of went their separate ways. But I obviously they're back together again. Here's my issue with this. It's not with the match itself, as far as the teams. If you're going to have a street fight in Philadelphia, where ECW was born,
Yeah.
you're either incredibly stupid for making this match, or WWE is going to make their fucking push for the Attitude Era again. It's the only way that match is going to work. The only way. And the sad thing is these kids these days have no idea how to work that type of a match the right way. They just don't. And I'm not going to get into what I mean by the right way. If you were around in the ECW days, you know what I mean. If you weren't, go back and watch, you'll understand. Kids these days just don't understand how to work a street fight the right way. Again, I'll leave it at that. If you know, you know. I'm not going to explain it because that's something I refuse to talk about. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. You know what? It seems like they're not pushing LA Knight the way they used to be. And I think AJ Styles has got maybe one, two more years tops. I could
Didn't
see.
he just come back from an injury?
He did. He did. I could see AJ Styles winning that. Then you have Logan Paul versus Randy Orton versus Kevin Owens in a United States triple threat match for the I'm assuming it's United States triple title United States title.
Yeah, the US title, yeah.
You know what? As much as Logan Paul has been doing really good,
I think I picked Randy Orton to
I
win.
would love to see Randy Orton win it, but he doesn't need it. I would love to
Right.
see Kevin Owens win it.
Kevin Owens was a US
He
champion for a
was.
long time.
He was, but I but it seems like there's not as much momentum behind Kevin Owens anymore, and I'd like to see the momentum switch a little bit.
But it is WrestleMania, and Logan Paul's probably going to have some sort of lackey
Probably, yeah,
that gets
especially because
involved.
they've worked out a deal with that with Prime,
Well,
his drink.
last year didn't one of his,
It was KSI.
yeah, wasn't he in the Prime bottle suit?
And it
So.
wouldn't surprise me if they worked out some kind of deal again. I guess we'll see. It wouldn't surprise me if Logan Paul keeps his title. I don't see every title switching.
Right.
Io Sky versus Bayley. The only way I see Bayley losing is if Damage Control turns on Bayley.
Right, which is kind of what they were seemed to be going for, wasn't it?
Now, I could see
The big swerve.
Io Sky winning because Bayley was very vocal the past couple months of making her match main event for night one or night two. She was very vocal about that. And in this business, if you are just in it for yourself, which she kind of said that it was more for the women in WWE, but if I'm a booker, I'm looking at it like you're just pushing yourself. Why don't you push for the other title match to be main event instead? That's how I would look at it as a booker. In that case, I would have Io Sky go over.
Yeah.
Guys, sorry, politics do play a role in wrestling.
Didn't Charlotte Flair pull that shit a couple years ago?
Yeah, and Charlotte Flair has not been seen. I mean, yes, she's had injuries, but she put up with a lot of garbage behind the scenes for it too. Next, I mean, do you have a say on who you think's gonna win?
No, I think it is. It's either gonna go, either Damage Control is gonna kick Bayley out, and Io Sky is gonna win, or the swerve is Bayley's been pulling the strings all along, and Io Sky's out.
Could be. Yeah. You know what? Everybody's talking the other way around. That's a really good idea. That's a really good idea because nobody has talked about that, so nobody would see that coming. That would be a really good idea. I would be totally on
Which means
board
it's
with
probably
that.
not going to happen.
Exactly. But that would be a really good idea. Next, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre for the World Heavyweight Championship. Seth Rollins is wrestling twice. He's wrestling the first night. Now he's wrestling this night. I gotta admit, I would love to see Drew McIntyre win the World Heavyweight Championship in front of a live crowd.
I know, for
Because he
sure.
won it during COVID. He
Yep.
won it when there was nobody allowed in there when they did it. I think it was at the Apex. It might have been at the Trop, but I think it was at the
No,
Apex.
they did it at the Performance Center, and yeah.
Was it the Performance Center?
Yeah, the
That's where I'm at.
Performance Center. They did it. And then 3 years ago they actually did they 'cause it was supposed to be in Tampa.
Yeah.
So then they did it at
Tropicana.
no.
Ray J.
Bucks. Yeah. That thing.
Okay.
Pirate ship.
I would like to see Drew McIntyre win the title in front of a crowd. I think he deserves that.
Yeah.
You know, he's worked so hard and he stayed on top, 3, 4, 5 years. Give him the title in front of a crowd, you know? And then the main, do you, I mean,
No,
I'm
I agree with you. I agree
okay.
with you. Yeah.
And then you have Reigns versus Cody Rhodes for the Undisputed WWE Universal Championship. I just don't see Cody Rhodes losing in this.
He needs his WrestleMania moment.
I agree. And I remember how pissed off fans were last year. I just don't see. I
Yeah.
don't see him losing. I also don't see Reigns losing clean, though.
Right.
I could see if The Rock's gonna turn, I
Yeah.
could see this is where he turns. But on the other hand, The Rock seems to be having a hell of a time as a heel right now and having a great time doing it. And he's doing good at it too. it would not surprise me if Reigns somehow loses some other way. Now, at that point, will Reigns disappear? I don't know. There's been a lot of talk of Reigns disappearing after this.
Yeah.
At the very least, taking time off, if not retiring outright. I just don't think Roman Reigns has it in his heart to do this anymore.
Yeah.
And that's fine. You know what? If it's not in your heart to do it anymore, walk away.
Yeah.
I think Cody deserves a title. Look, the guy is known for staying after up to 3 hours after a show to sign autographs. Give the guy a title for Christ's sakes.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's going to put that
Let
much into fans,
him be your new face of the company.
yeah, anybody that's willing to give that much. I mean, he has gone out of his way to. I mean, he was somebody's best man at their wedding just because the guy asked. He's like, look, send me your address. Yeah, I'll be your best man at your wedding. I mean, come on. The only thing you could do that would make him not winning the title work is have him turn heel. But I still think you can milk more out of him being a babyface right now
Yeah.
and have him turn heel.
Well, and end WrestleMania on that high note,
Yeah,
you
exactly.
know?
Okay.
And then Monday night on Raw, you have him come out. And I mean, what better way to start Raw with Cody Rhodes? So, what do you want to talk about?
Yeah.
Is him with the Universal Championship.
No,
You know?
I would rather see him stay a face and keep the title and not turn heel yet. I think and yeah, I think your setup for Raw is perfect. And I think that is what they're probably gonna do. That does seem to make the most sense. For what it matters, a 4.0 aftershock just hit New Jersey.
Ba-boom.
So that means Philadelphia felt it too. I gotta say, it's gonna be interesting to see if that happens tomorrow during WrestleMania.
Yeah.
What was it? I think it was a
Ooh.
UFC card.
What's
No, you know what it was? It was the UFC Hall of Fame, where
Was
and
really loud.
sorry, I just no, I get excited when I remember things because I don't remember things often. sorry, I don't remember things often. No, it was during the UFC Hall of Fame a few years ago, where I believe Uriah Hall was accepting an award and an earthquake hit. And you could see things shaking, you know. He even made a joke about it. He rolled with it, you know, so good for him. But it would be interesting if that happens, you know,
Yeah.
at WrestleMania. Because I gotta say, like, we did wrestle somewhere where you could feel an earthquake. And I can't remember where. It might have even been Buffalo. But we were wrestling. For some reason, it's popping in my head that it was up in Canada. And we didn't even feel it. You
Every time
know?
I've ever been anywhere that supposedly there was an earthquake, I just remember like being in like junior high and there was supposedly an earthquake and I was riding on a bike, you know, so I didn't feel it. Or like we were on a bus on a field trip. Or like, you know, like I like never felt an earthquake, so.
No, the only two times I remember anything dealing with an earthquake is once when I worked for IBM, an earthquake hit Buffalo and I didn't feel it because I was walking back from having a cigarette outside, actually. But some stuff from people's shelves had fallen on the floor. I didn't feel it, but other people did. I was walking up the stairs. I didn't feel it. The other time was I was still drunk from the night before because I was drinking at home, and I guess I didn't put the cap on my bottle of Jack Daniels. There was only like, you know, like an eighth of a liter left, but it fell on the floor and Jack Daniels spilled all over my rug. It was alcohol abuse. I could have used that Jack Daniels that morning to, fix my hangover.
So that's the 10 years difference in age of me and Mark Mandrake, because that first one, while he was drunk on Jack Daniels, I was on my friend's bike, sitting on the pegs, well, standing on the pegs. And the other one, you were working at IBM, but I was still in school, in high school, I think,
Yeah, because I was.
on a field trip and on a bus.
Yeah, because
So.
that was when I was in downtown Buffalo. That wasn't even Hurdle. That was back in the old Trico building.
Right. Well, yeah, because I'm thinking, well, I met you shortly after I graduated high school,
Yeah.
so that's, yeah.
So, but hopefully everything's all good with WrestleMania. Guys, if you're going out to see UFC or WrestleMania or whatever, please be safe. If you're gonna drink, get somebody else to drive. Don't drink and drive. Go check out thesmellofear.com. Go check out the Overnight channel on YouTube. You said something else too, and now I forgot. Darn it, damn it.
We were going to talk about the eclipse.
Oh, yeah. So they're making a big deal about this eclipse that's supposed to happen
Monday.
Monday, I think it is. If you're in Buffalo, as long as there's no clouds, you're going to be able to see it perfectly. Because it's like
Well,
right over Buffalo.
don't look at
Well,
it.
okay, yeah, safety warning. Only
Safety
look at it
first.
if you have the special eclipse glasses. Regular sunglasses won't work. And don't try to take a picture of it with your cell phone because you actually will kill the camera
And
on your
make
cell
sure your
phone.
pets are inside.
Yeah, make sure your pets are inside. And guys, understand it's not just totality. Like, it's if the sun is being covered at all, well, I mean, one, you shouldn't be looking directly at the sun anyway. But if the sun is covered at all by the moon, don't look. You can go blind. You can actually burn your retinas. I mean, yeah, you'd still be able to listen to us talk and complain because you don't like us, but you wouldn't be able to type anymore unless you have a Braille keyboard. We don't want that. We want you to be able to see when you're telling us to bugger off.
And if you're one of those people who I've heard about thinks that this is some sort of magical event where, like, Jesus is coming back or the rapture is happening, I mean, good for you.
But don't look at the sun.
Don't look at the sun.
I realize some people are saying it's okay to look at the sun. Don't be one of those stupid people.
Would it be a particular orange man who tried to look at the
No, but
eclipse?
they're people that follow the orange man. I don't look, just don't be stupid. Look, the guy's been a failure at everything he did. Steak knives, sneakers, Bibles, whatever.
Marriages.
Marriages, countries, whatever. Look, if you disagree with me, fine. Disagree with me, I don't really give a shit. I really don't care.
And if you do get raptured, I hope you enjoyed the last podcast
Yes, please make it be ours.
that
And do yourself a favor in that case. Get laid before the rapture then.
listen to. And give away all of your earthly possessions to people who need it.
Us.
Yes.
Yeah. By
Actually, we
all
don't need any possessions. We're trying to get rid of our possessions too.
But we will
Well,
take your money
we will take
because we're
money.
broke and we need it to move. So anyway, thank you guys so very much. Go check out the place I mentioned. Be safe this weekend. Be safe during the eclipse. Don't do anything stupid. And yeah, we'll be back next week, as long as we don't
Get
burn up
raptured.
or get raptured or whatever. So yeah, since I don't expect that to happen, we'll be back next week. Thanks, guys.